It's always a great time to be looking or leading up to the final now. There's a great buzz about the town. Everyone be very happy and you're mad to chat to everyone and everyone just be looking forward to it, yeah.
Yeah. Given what happened last year, how important was it to get back to this final and how big an achievement do you think it is?
I think it's a huge achievement. It just shows the character within the team to be able to get back to a final like that there, especially when it was... We were nearly embarrassed last year, so in our own opinion, and so it was a great character to get back again.
Yeah, and how soon did you get back on the bike?
We probably had a few months off, but I'd say men individually themselves got back in the gym and hit the roads themselves, like just because it was probably annoying them. It was the hurt was there, so it was easy to get the motivation to go and start working again.
Was it difficult to go out and about for the first week or two after last year's final?
It always is, I suppose. You have your head down a bit, but doesn't be long. You don't be long getting your chest back out, up and out.
Yeah. And tell me, how important was it to get Martin Regan back? Because Martin had kind of called a day, and nobody would say he didn't. He wouldn't have kind of done thing if he had gone.
That's right. Regan's massive to all of us. Like he's been a role model for most of us now. So it was very important to get him back, and he's so much knowledge to share and teach even the young boys coming in that they wouldn't have had any dealings with him before, so they can see the knowledge that he has and brings, and it brings you on as a player, definitely.
Were you rocked back a bit in Glenswellyn in the first round of the championship?
Oh yeah, we were, of course. It was a bit of a shock to the system now, but in fairness, when you look at it, Glenswellyn have a great team there. Yeah. Great new young players that they've blooded this year, and they're serious talent, and I think they'll be thereabouts now for a few years.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But it made sure you had to focus and there was no room for error from there on.
Yeah, exactly. We'd leave nothing to chance after that. Now we focused down on every detail, and thankfully we've made it to the county final. Yeah. So.
And you probably, most people would feel, given who you've beaten on the way, you know, you've beaten Linswilly, you've beaten St. Michael's, wasn't it? You've beaten Widor. You've beaten all the top teams.
Yeah, exactly. Like if you want to be winning county titles, you have to be beating them top teams. Like, so it's no change every other year. You have to be beating those big teams.
Yeah, and a fairly settled side at this stage, wouldn't it be fair to say?
Aye, fairly settled, surely. Hasn't changed too much now. And the boys that do come in, the subs, we're well used to playing with them because throughout the league, you'd be playing with them week in, week out. Like, so
yeah.
it's no wild difference now.
Enjoying centre back yourself.
Wherever I'm assigned the task, I'm happy enough to be on the field at all.
Yeah. And that's the thing about this Niamh Connell side, and I know a lot of teams, and I suppose all the top teams, got versatility in your players. You know, we've seen Jack McKelvey going into midfield the last day, and I thought he had a great game.
Yeah. Players like Jack, they're such athletes. They can play anywhere. Like, and I remember even in our Ulster run against Clontibret, Jack actually man-marked Conor McManus, and he did a brilliant job. Like, and that's the thing. Like, the men are whatever task they're given, they'll give their best.
Slight change this year. Has there been forced upon you, maybe because you know you were known as a very defensive team, but more attacking? Is it more enjoyable?
Well, it's more enjoyable if you're winning.
Yeah,
it's all about winning now. So as a defender myself, I do. I don't mind the real defensive play now because it's my favourite part of the game. But of course, getting big, putting up big scores in games it's always a good feeling, and it gives a good feeling among the team and everything. Mm. So, the attacking's been good.
St. Junan's in the final, they did embarrass you last year to a certain extent. They came in under the radar. You were the raging hot favourites, the unbeatable team in most people's eyes, and obviously it was an off day. They're going to provide stiff opposition again this weekend.
Of course they are. Yeah, they've serious talent all over the park. They're so athletic, and they're all exceptional defenders, and they can all play ball too. Like, they're breeding them over there the last few years. Like, it's a very impressive outfit now, and just hopefully we can put it up to them now on Sunday and rectify last year.
A lot of big games are decided on tactics and maybe someone pulling a rabbit out of the hat. Any rabbits around Dentys?
I haven't seen any rabbits anyway.
Yeah. So all set, looking forward to it. What's the gut feeling? Do you feel you can win it?
I always could feel I can feel it. Feel like I can win it. There'd be no point pulling on a jersey if you didn't think you were going to win it. So looking forward to it, yeah.
Brilliant. Look, thanks.